We have kind of a surprise caller here. We've got Joe Mink on the line. Joe, did we miss you yesterday or the day before?
No, I got on my calendar today.
Oh, okay. Well, we're willing to talk to you at any time. Thanks for calling this morning.
How's things going down there?
We're doing good. Ken and I were just talking the other day. It's been quite a while since we talked to you. How you been?
Hey, just fine. Getting winding down on the end of school up here, and you know, everything couldn't be great. I mean, it's just yeah, the kids are all back in, and very little of any sickness. We're just chugging right along to the end of school.
Have you been happy with the way things have been handled up there and the way things are going with COVID at in the school up there where you're at now?
Yeah, I noticed that several of them went to hybrid learning or different types of learning. I'm a hands-on person. The sooner we can get them back in class, the sooner, you know, or the better off we'll be. And Dr. Hanna has handled it very well. If we did have to shut down a couple of times because of our we had a high rate of absenteeism, but once that settled out there, we've been back to school ever since, and everything's working out great. The kids missed. The problem is that, you know, the kids miss the kids. You mm-hmm. know, up here, there's so many things involving everyone, so it's just it's good to have them back under roof and doing what they should be doing.
Joe, for those who don't know, of course, you retired from the sheriff's department here recently. What exactly are you doing up at Rossville?
I'm the chief of the. We created our own police department. I'm the chief of police for the Rossville Consolidated School Police, and basically, I do whatever a street officer does. If they have to, I can go out. I cover traffic accidents. Just a normal law enforcement type activity, but and also I deal with all the schools' issues that they can't handle. And you know, there's times I don't do any discipline as far as the school goes, but there's times that it's beyond the school's scope. So that's when they hand it over to me, and we deal with it on a different level.
You like it a lot, I take it.
Oh yeah. If I'd have known it would have been this great, I would have left long ago. I just kind of procrastinated and stayed there. And I loved what I did at the Sheriff's Department. I love all the people up there. We had a good time. It's just, it was different. It was going to be a challenge, and I like a challenge. And so far, so good. I'm coming up to my third year, so it's been pretty good. Obviously, I had a pet peeve about bus passing, and you don't pass a bus in our district because you will get a ticket if I can get that taken care of, because you know the kids are number one. We want to make sure it's safe for them.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that, because you know there's just some areas where it's you may get a warning at most, but if you get them a ticket, that might slow them down, make them think twice.
Yeah, we want them, you know, and we've got this monster up here, State Road 26, and it's, of course, it's a commuter highway from Ohio to Illinois, so we have a lot of activity on it. People don't understand that, you know, the law applies here as it does wherever they're from.
That's right. So, Kevin, you got anything for?
No, not a whole lot. I just can't believe it's been 3 years, Joe. That's hard.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. You know that is.
I hear you. Plus, after last year, we kind of just went so fast, and
yeah,
seems like
you know, this sickness thing is really affected a lot of people, and hopefully we're on a downhill slide now. We can start coming back with a little bit of normalcy. I don't think we'll ever be normal mm-hmm. like we used to be,
mm-hmm.
but we can surely come down and start socializing a little bit more with caution. I'm going to say face masks are going to be a part of designer clothes. You know, you buy a designer suit or a designer dress, it's going to have a face mask.
Matching face mask.
I think you're going to be right.
And I think that's you know, maybe that's the thing.
You might be onto something, yeah.
Look at our flu. Look how much flu we've had this year. Not very much.
Right.
And flu has been transmitted by, obviously, ways that in the past that now we've kind of protected against. So hopefully it'll work out, but I'm still saying we're going to be masked up for a little while longer, and it'll probably be something of the future.
Okay. Joe, anything you particularly want to bring up or anything else you want to have before we let you go?
No, I just I just kind of miss talking to everybody and seeing everybody as much as I used to, but I got this shot, and the superintendent, he's out for training, so I'm here.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Joe.
Hey, all right, if you need anything up here, let me know.
Okay, you take good care, okay?